Welcome to the Coach's Edge podcast, dedicated to teaching, sharing, and learning the game. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Steve Kramer of Kramer Basketball on the Coach's Edge, and thank you for joining me today, if I didn't say that already. The summer, as I've prepared for running camps and doing a lot of player development, continues to really start to pick up this spring and, you know, training players every week. And then, you know, you hit summer and then it's just, you know, 2.5 month sprint of running camps. And one thing that I was thinking way back in the spring, and having essentially a full 2 years between running our basketball camps in 2019, we ran very, very few camps in 2020, I've been thinking about all of these things and learned so much from other coaches and created some new drills and picked up ones from other coaches and trying to figure out, you know, what applies to, you know, my philosophies and player development regarding finishing, regarding shooting, regarding handling the basketball, which is a lot of footwork and movement mechanics, and trying to help players be more efficient with their footwork. And as I've thought about those different things, there can be overwhelm. And we live in a world where there's so much information out there that's at our fingertips. And I know coaches feel the same way. You go to a coach's clinic, you listen to a coaching podcast, and that coach or that college coach that you're listening to is like, here's what we do and here's why it works. And then you're like, oh yeah, you get fired up. I'm going to start doing that. And then like a year later, you hear something else from a different coach. Like, oh yeah, I'm going to start doing that. You bounce around from all of these different things. And what I've had to battle and try to do a better job of was to delete. To say, yeah, there's all these things out here that are really good and effective, but I need to decide with my basketball program what works for me, what works for the kids that I'm interacting with, what works for the coaches that I'm working for, and what doesn't. And even though there might be plenty of great teaching points, there might be plenty of great tidbits of information out there from other people, it may not be the most beneficial thing for me, and it may not be the most beneficial thing for you. It's so easy to get all these buckets of information, and they're all good. I mean, coaches are always, you know, that's the cool thing about coaches. Most coaches are just trying to help other people and share their information, which is cool. But it makes it more difficult to decide what to keep and apply, and what stuff's like, yeah, that's good, but it doesn't fit us, our team, and our program, or even maybe your personality. And so that's the challenge for me, and that might be the challenge for you, is trying to decide, what do you need to take out? And when we take things out in our life, when we take things out with what we coach and what we're trying to teach, it does us some real good, because it gives us more time to spend on the things that really do matter, the things that are giving us results and our players' results. Gives us more time to focus on those things. And if you got 10 things, you're like, oh, these are all really good, we're going to get them all in. It's like, well, you're probably just going to be average at 10 things. But if you can say, you know what, we're going to take 6 or 7 of those things out, and we're going to be awesome at these 3 things. And these 3 things are what make our program our program. What do we hang our hat on? Do you hang your hat on rebounding? Do you hang your hat on shooting the basketball? We build shooters within our high school basketball team, our program. We spend a ton of time emphasizing shooting the basketball. Like Napoleon girls basketball, who we've had Coach Kreinbrink on the podcast. That's one of their things, right? What's something that they hang their hat on? Shooting the ball at a high level. Let's give them a lot of success. that would be one of the things for them. Every coach and program probably going to be a little bit different, but you need to decide what are the staples of your program. What are the two or three things that you're going to be able to hang your hat on and start investing more time and emphasis into those things, which means you're probably going to have to cut out some time and emphasis on other things that are also really good. But maybe I'm, that's just my opinion, but personally, I'd rather be great at one thing or two things or maybe even three things. That'd be tough, I think, be great at three things. But if you be really good at one thing and then there's two other things that you're like, yeah, that's part of what makes us us, and you emphasize that, okay, that's three areas of the game. Maybe it's shooting, maybe it's rebounding, and maybe it's the pace. Like, you're really going to push, get up and down. Maybe it's something that you do defensively that you hang your hat on. And then offensively, it's more of a ball movement, sharing the ball, continuity thing that you hang your hat on. It doesn't matter what that is. It's got to be right for you. You got to be able to delete all the other things out there that seem like they're really good, and they are, but they're actually holding you back from being the best that you can be with your team. And the reason that I think it's easy for me to share this is because I also think it applies to life in general, you know. And I think it's a part of what's helped me be, I'm always trying to get better. I think it's helped me be pretty darn good at what I do, is because I know all the things that I'm not going to spend time on. Instead of saying yes to everything, you know, I'll say no to more things than not. It was the same thing for me as a player. And I, when I'm talking to players that want to play at the college level, I'll share with them the story, and I may have shared it on a previous podcast of, when I was playing basketball overseas, I would always get what I would characterize as an extra workout in. And the extra workout that I would do would be Friday night going back to the gym, because I knew that there's not many people doing a Friday night workout. Well, in order for me to get in that Friday night workout, that meant saying no to things. That meant saying no to my wife. She wants to go out to dinner, or she wants to go out to a movie. Are those good things to do? Yeah, but I said no to them. Hanging out with friends that you haven't seen in a while, you've been overseas for, you know, 9 months out of the year. There's only so many weekends. There's only so many Fridays during the off season. But saying no, I can't hang out today. Maybe some other time. That's just like being a basketball coach. There's a lot of good things out there that you can say yes to. But if you know what you hang your hat on and what makes you you and what makes your program, you can start deleting. You can start saying no to other things that may be pretty good. But because you said no to them, it's going to make you better in what it is that you really, really want to do. And for me, as a basketball player, man, I wasn't going to play basketball in Germany and be a, you know, pretty solid pro player unless I was doing some of those extra things, which meant saying no to some other really good things as well. And it's a tough choice you have to make. You got to live with. But, man, I know if I didn't make some of those choices, I wouldn't be the player that I am today. And I probably wouldn't be the person that I am today either. I like who I am. I'm still trying to get better. So think about that with your team. Especially now is the best time, I think, the summer, to really be able to look back on the past couple of seasons, to be able to think about the state of your program. And if you haven't put together a document, the something that just states, like, if you were to hire a new assistant coach and you brought them in and you said, hey, man, here's what makes our program our program. Here are the staples of what we hang our hat on. And I'm not just talking about the culture stuff of, you know, teamwork and integrity, and those are vital too, don't get me wrong. But what are the characteristics of the game of basketball that if somebody saw your team play, they would be like, that's what that team stands for. Those are things that stand out, that would be visible in a practice, they'd be visible in a game, and they help make you and your team special. So those are my thoughts. It's okay to say no to good things, and it's a pretty good idea to decide what are some of those extra things that you have in your program, what are some of those extra things that maybe you do in a practice, and more or less they're filler or fluff, or they're not really vital to what you're truly trying to emphasize. Delete it. Cut it out. Put more time on what makes your team special, what makes you you. So thanks for listening to the Coach's Edge podcast. We hope that you found this episode beneficial. Positive rating review goes a really long way, and you know, for if you're brand new to the Coach's Edge, once we hit into the fall, we'll again go back and forth between some solo episodes and also bringing special guests in, who are coaches and speakers, and have them share vital information to help you continue as a coach as well. So we don't always do it where it's just me talking, but with the summer schedule, it works well doing it that way. Thanks again, and get after it today.